This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As we focus on things we're thankful for, I think it's appropriate to thank the Food and Drug Administration for its recent guidance on the labeling of foods with ingredients produced using biotechnology. The agency says food makers should avoid labeling that suggests or implies that a food product or ingredient is safer, more nutritious, or otherwise has different attributes than comparable foods because the food was not genetically engineered. Last week, the agency also approved for commercial sale and consumption a variety of genetically engineered salmon, proclaiming it as safe as conventional salmon. In approving the fish, the administration also announced it was denying a citizen's petition that called for the FDA to require mandatory labeling of genetically modified foods. As grounded in facts and years of scientific study as these decisions are, some groups will never be convinced. These science deniers, never ones to let facts get in the way of ideology, are not backing down. At least one group has already vowed to sue the FDA over the salmon decision. The irony is that the same environmental activist groups that point the finger at agriculture over climate issues and claim we are denying science are doing just that. And we don't deny climate change is occurring. As dependent as we are on Mother Nature, farmers and ranchers are well aware that the climate has changed. However, we do argue that the U.S. cannot reverse this global trend on its own by putting our farmers and ranchers at a disadvantage to those in other countries where emissions likely would go unchecked. But I digress. On the issue of biotechnology, Farm Bureau is thankful for the FDA's pronouncements. They mean that consumers will continue to benefit from access to a variety of nutritious foods, and farmers will be able to choose from a variety of methods and technologies to be productive and efficient, to feed a growing world with finite land, water, and other resources. Unfortunately, the FDA's labeling guidance is only that, guidance. To ensure that consumers are given facts, not misleading propaganda, we need Congress to pass the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. The House has passed the bill, or H.R. 1599, and now we need the Senate to act. Let's inform our senators that the administration and the House are standing for accuracy and honesty in food labeling. It's time for the Senate to do the same. When members of Congress left for their Thanksgiving recess without an agreement on extending expired tax provisions, Pat Wolf, AFBF's tax specialist, noted that of the 50 tax provisions that expired at the end of last year that have not been addressed, two are of particular interest to farmers and ranchers, Section 179, Small Business Expensing, and Bonus Depreciation. Congress will be in session for only 11 days in December, which means the pressure is on. Wolf says there is a danger that if Congress gets wrapped up in other matters that they just won't get around to this. Every farmer and rancher who cares about being able to deduct the cost of equipment needs to call Washington and tell their representatives and senators to get this done, to make it permanent, and to do it now rather than later. Many farmland owners will soon be receiving a change of assessment notice showing changes to their 2015 real estate tax assessments payable in 2016. And many of you will find that your cropland soils are going up at a rate that is either higher or lower than the anticipated 10% change from last year's values. The amount of change will depend on the soil type. Poorer soils will see a higher than 10% increase, while better producing soils can expect an increase of less than 10% from the preceding year's value. So how and why did this happen? The simple explanation is that the Illinois farmland assessment law has changed. This change is the result of a legislative amendment that passed in 2013, an amendment that was necessary to help protect the intent of the farmland assessment law that allows farmland to be assessed based on its productivity rather than on its market value. The change applied to the 2015 values was the result of a 2013 amendment, now Public Act 98-0109, which limits value changes of all cropland productivity index soils to 10% of Illinois' median cropland soil PI, which is PI 111. Prior to PA 98-0109, each individual PI was limited to a change of no more than 10% from its own prior year's value. In 1977, the Illinois Farmland Assessment Act was enacted to value farmland for the purpose of taxation based on its ability to produce income rather than on its market value. An assessed dollar value was assigned to each soil type based on that soil's productivity index, or PI. The farmland assessment formula produced calculated values that represent the cropland's ability to produce an income based on its soil quality and type. In 1986, the law was amended to limit increases or decreases in assessed value for each soil type to no more than 10% per year. The application of the 10% limit produced certified values. Since 1986, the assessed values of farmland have frequently been based on those certified values. Taxing districts supported this change to limit large annual swings in their tax base and to provide more stability from year to year. Between 1986 and 2014, the 10% limit continually increased the gap in value between the certified values assigned to the highest and lowest productive soils. The Illinois Department of Revenue recognized that a substantial change was required to correct the assessed values of farmland. If nothing was done to fix the system, increased pressure from taxing districts and others could jeopardize the continued viability of farmland assessment law. A return to assessments based on one-third of market value would economically devastate most farm operations. That impact would be most drastic in urban areas where farmland values are influenced by development pressures. In 2013, the Illinois Department of Revenue introduced and the Illinois General Assembly passed Senate Bill 20. This new legislative change will eventually bring the certified values that are used to assess cropland to the level of the calculated values produced by the farmland assessment formula. It is likely that for the next several years, the assessed values for all soils will be adjusted by no more than 10% of PI 111's prior year certified value. Farmland owners who have questions about this new assessment process can contact the County Farm Bureau office or your supervisor of assessments. Individuals wishing to pick up petition forms and collect signatures for the Independent Map Amendment Initiative may do so here at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Completed petitions also may be returned to the local office. Our grassroots policy has long supported restructuring the Illinois legislative redistricting process, and Farm Bureau feels the Independent Map Amendment Coalition's proposal is a balanced approach to the process. We believe a change in the way maps are drawn will benefit our members and hope they will take an active role in helping to make that change. Illinois Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Farm Bureau are working with the coalition to reach the goal of gathering 600,000 signatures of registered voters by April 2016. The Illinois Constitution requires that any petition seeking to amend the legislative article of the Illinois Constitution gather at least 290,216 valid registered voter signatures. To gather the necessary signatures, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is asking interested individuals to circulate, collect, and return petitions to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office. It really is a simple process for any of our members wishing to help with the effort. Any legally registered voter in Illinois is eligible. People who sign the petition must use their full address without abbreviations, should include the address where they are registered to vote, and information should be legibly written. Once completed, the petition sheet should be signed by the person circulating the petition and notarized and returned to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau no later than December 2015. The proposed constitutional amendment would create an 11-member independent redistricting commission to draw legislative districts for the General Assembly members. The commissioners would be selected at the same time of each federal decennial census, with the first commission appointed in 2021. New districts drawn by the commission would be contiguous and substantially equal in population and would comply with federal law. All of the commission's meetings and records would be open to the public. After a majority of commission members approve a plan, the new districts would be established. The proposal from the Independent Map Amendment Coalition would remove partisan consideration from map making and make map making public and transparent to all, which means election outcomes will not be determined in advance and may deepen the candidate pool for state elections. In the end, voters will have more choices on the ballot and more incentive to vote, which is a win-win situation for everyone, not just farmers. Macoupin County Farm Bureau would like to remind you the SMV emblems are specifically designed for slow-moving vehicles and should only be used to mark tractors and farm equipment traveling on public roads. These SMV emblems should not be used to mark mailboxes, fence posts, or other fixed objects. This use is illegal in Illinois and will result in a $75 fine. Please help Illinois farm families and motorists stay safe by avoiding misuse of the SMV emblem. Improper use distorts the true meaning. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.